By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilari of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
The veil is torn. What happened in the Old Testament when Moses was privileged for the first time to see the writing of God, that is a template of the Bible? If you remember when he went to the mountain for 40 days, Exodus 33-34 was the story. And then the Bible said that God said, you will not be able to see my face. I'm going to hide myself, but you will see my back, and you'll be able to see my writing. And the Bible said, by the privilege of seeing those two things, he returned back, and the children of Israel could not behold him, for he had seen the glory of God. Two things he saw: the back and his writing. For he had seen the glory of God. And the Bible said he had to cover his face with a veil. Then Jesus came. And 2 Corinthians chapter 3 gave us a blueprint of that. Scripture said that if the ministration of Moses was glorious, how much more the ministration that Christ brought through the Spirit? And that scripture went ahead to say, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm just paraphrasing many things, from verse 14. He said, for what did God do? He ensured that he placed a veil over their minds and their hearts, so that the word of God would not gain access. But when Jesus came, the Bible said the veil was removed. Verse 16, verse 17 now said, because the veil has been removed, where the Spirit of the Lord is, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, there is liberty. And then verse 18, the popular scripture that you know. But we all, with an open face, why? The veil has been removed, beholding us in a glass the glory of the Lord. Every time we are exposed to God's word, the Bible said we are being changed from one level of glory to another, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to go to the mountain for 40 days. An experience with the Holy Ghost brings life into you. This morning, you're going to speak in tongues. Hear me and hear me well, beloved. You will do yourself a lot of injustice by thinking that this thing is mere religion. This thing is real. This is the mystery of the end time church. This thing is the accuracy of the fullness of his end time plan for his church. As we speak in tongues, where the Spirit of the Lord is, verse 17 of that scripture, there is liberty. Men are free to express their heart. Men are free to experience God. Men are not restricted or hindered. There's no protocol or procedure. They come with their heart and their spirit knitted, and God's Spirit bellows upon their spirit, and they begin to communicate exoteric life. language to God. Lift up your voice this beautiful morning and speak in tongues in the name of the Lord. Let your voice be heard in the name of the Lord. Let your voice be heard in the name of the Lord. Let your voice be heard in the name of the Lord. Metedamashida Bahashke Bangos Rabaika Balata Namaletove Mashiba Paradeva Mekoko Supremista Rabakosida Ashtimande Brado Proto Boshikeba Igosurabamboto Proto Iradeva Shiva Ketende Maku Suprende Astia Omanike Redosta Megeshi Ravaske, Iganda Lavando Vode, Rabea Shivos, Isetiriate, Bekutiria Amasa, O Materevoko Siria Aste, Rade Koprie, Lasuko Brage, Matiro Makando, Regeshi Gavando Piritidos, Radikesti Gavaya, Ibrondo Pregigandanda Made, O Mahasta Baya, Irregetomba Rapeke. I care do su tende me cosu prendida o brava baba tirenos radevondo predicande rabai cosu pande matira bon costi demanda o barrate rabacatero i cosu da vande botoba e si da banda da valatero I care do sti cavaya. For the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of glory. Ashira baba sinanada e proto fikeshe me kosira mastigado radikate na makande ike prondo perida asha shirabashi bondo itanda ponte riga makosi vota adiga baba posirema omrina stiga vaye me kosi rabayesta o gomredi e mando paramande madofra me kosa shabrika merido sotom rigandaste I garradis merida bosto o pratica pronto rate pandevo pretesudo si vegi cavali me curi devando corri hambri galesta o si davando preria for he bringeth men into glory, he bringeth women into glory, he bringeth his church into another realm of glory, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Esira hakeretema, jetenda fandero, ravaye, shiravata nanamande, shakavaye, rabagesu do perreta, ashike ventoma, arate gosto valia, marrotoste garia, marretoste gande, rabeshe devo, ravaka torride, ravake soprono, jikarre tosta, eto pragaya, zaprerenese, zopreniate mahasepo, mereto mahasepo, radepo sarahatehe, ekabayasa, esuriataria, itarato preta, ekereteda, ekereto baratava, jetatatato, eto mrakaprete, Irregusto da Bayasha, Ashena Mahastigerende, O Maria Tanda Baya, Eradanda Bayashikero, Esiandayataya. I call forth the glory of men, I call forth the glory of women, I call forth the glory of men, and I call forth the glory of women, and I call forth the glory of men. Yes, I call forth the glory of women and the glory of his church upon this revelational truth. He has built this church. Christ is the hope of glory. Christ is the light of the world. Christ is the honor of man. Akando pereke banda hasa, erato peridosto, japerige devasa, isora, merito magie, merico sanda balata, erregeto matico stovaye, japeroto predea, Igando predayate, igando pregebodo, jatera bala balata, eregetana nanato tis, eso pregayasika la balata, iropeda data frato predia, jeke regato maraba, irabado setara dabaya daba.
Hear the song of the
sky. worship the Lion. And we worship the Lamb. We worship the Lion. And we worship the Lamb. I worship the Lion. And I worship the Lamb. He died as a lamb, but he reigned as a lion. He came as a lamb, but he seated as a lion. He was slaughtered as a lamb, but he ruled as a lion. That's why I worship the Lion. And I also worship the Lamb. He is the beginning and the end, my past and my present, the hope of my future days to come. He is the Lamb and He's the Lion. I hail the Lamb. Lift up your two hands, everybody. I hail the Lamb. Lift up your two hands high. This is to you, the living Word, the living God, the great I Am, the revealed truth, the pillar of His church, the head of His sheep, the captain of our salvation. Oh, this is to you, the ever-living God. We hail you, Most High. We hail our King. You deserve our praise. Thank you, Father, for the honor of standing before you always. No one comes except you draw. You have drawn us to you to better our lives by the opening of the veil as our spirit dives into your word. Thank you, Father, as your word is being stirred up. Everyone is catching their own, and everyone is transformed by your word. No one lives the same. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wave your two hands to the Most High God. We hail Him and we honor Him. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Please, you may be seated, the precious ones. Please go ahead and just welcome someone by your left and by your right. Tell that person you're welcome to the presence of the Lord. Good to see you again. Somebody shout glory.
Glory.
Look at that neighbor. Say neighbor. Don't sleep. This is personal. Tell him this is personal.
The lead brother said, I should tell you, don't sleep. It is an embarrassment on your existence to be sleeping at 8:30 in the morning. Men and women that are going somewhere, don't do that. Sleeping in church under such an atmosphere suggests something is wrong with your spirit. So you better cast that devil out of your spirit. Your coldness outside has corrupted everything inside. Don't allow it. It is dangerous for your existence and your ultimate fulfillment. This is the month of the fulfilled life. No better way to be fulfilled than the fulfilled word. Congratulations, neighbor. I will really be your neighbor today to watch you that you don't sleep. I can't afford it. We must make it together and do well together. In Jesus' name. Give Jesus your big hand of praise. I welcome you in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Now, this is just strong in my spirit as we're about to finish that worship. Listen, if you sleep today, I will embarrass you. Trust me. There are some people now, they sleep. And they are adults. And there are people that are matured. They've been born again. Some of them are even ordained by God. If you sleep today, I will embarrass you. Trust me. Because one thing you're doing is that you are not taking care of your spirit. You are playing careless. You're not taking care of your spirit. I can't sleep in church. It's not a prayer point. You can't tell me you are tired. The last time I slept was Friday. So, do you understand? It shows what is happening in the state of your spirit. And I need you to, sir, I need you to be awakened. Saying, we will not give the devil any attention. You better get awakened to your spirit. What pride do you have about your spiritual growth? Just sit down. An adult, man of God, and woman of God. Just sit down. Adult. Let you sleep. No, sir. Someone say no. Lift up your right hand and declare in the name of Jesus. I rule my spirit. I prevail over my spirit. No environment or circumstance determines the state of my spiritual well-being. Today. Jump up right now. Say today. I shake off every hindrance and restriction. Every veil over my spirit. I walk out. For where the spirit of Christ is, there is liberty. I am free. If you believe it, shout. Maybe seated. You know, it's not good to start the word of God that way. But hey, I'm a messenger. When I hear, it becomes strong. I will do you a lot of injustice by you making you careless. I've told some of you, I'm getting to a point where already I will let you go. There's someone I've seen today now. I will tell you to go after service. As a traitor. Because we're going somewhere. Can't play careless. Trust me. We can't play careless. The existence of this movement has been restricted by the devil for many years. For many years. So it won't exist. Now it is existing. And then some spiritual rascalism is making some of us to just slip out of what God has as an agenda. No. No. 1,000 times no. Not with this dimension of the word. Not with a word that is to transform your spirit. No, sir. 1,000 times no. It's a spiritual discipline you bring yourself into. Hey, we don't sleep here. Boy, you can't sleep here. You can't try it here. Girl, maintain. You're going somewhere. It must not be. No king sleeps on the throne. I can imagine a president in the Senate. Right in front of them, he's sleeping. Who do you think you are? Who do you think is the God that you came to worship? What do you think you are doing? What do you understand about what he did to you by making you a called out? You think it's a phone? You think this is a joke? You think this is a disguise to just gather people and be called a pastor? What do you think you're doing to yourself? Don't do it, sir. Don't do it, ma'am. It won't be permitted. The fulfilled life, part two. That's what we're looking at this morning. We began it last week. And we began by questions. And that's what we're going to do again. Then we'll yet again define what the fulfilled life is. We gave us five last Sunday. And then we'll do as much as we can as the Holy Ghost will permit us today. The first question today is, what does my life worth? What does my life worth? What does your life worth?
And life is worth a living just because it lives.
What is the value of your life? What value is placed on your life? What does your life worth? What does my life worth? What does my life stand for? Never forget, Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and verse 15 that the life of a man does not consist according to the abundance of the things that he possesses. Amplified, sir. And he said unto them, guard yourselves and keep yourself free from covetousness, that the immoderate desire for wealth, the greedy longing to have more. For a man's life does not consist in and is not derived from possessing overflowing abundance or that which is over and above his needs. Make it message, sir. Then after that, TLB. Thank you. Jesus said, so I go to the B part. He said, life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. The Living Bible, sir. Beware. Don't always be wishing for what you don't have. Read the B part. Want to go? For real life and real living are not related to how much that you have. What does your life worth there? What does your life carry there? Beloved, it carries everything that Christ did. Write that down. It carries everything that Christ represents. Your life carries the fullness of Him. There's nothing that this world can offer you, sir. Because no money can buy your life. Your life is worth all that Jesus did. Jesus said, hey, understand this life. Because I live, you also live also. John 14 and verse 19. Because I live, you live also. What a thought. Because I live, you live also. Because I live, you live also. Are you with me? That is the worth of your life. Because I live, you live also. Think about that, beloved. Because it lives, I live also. So it's not about what I can do. It's about the life He has given to me. Because it lives, you live also. Ooh. Because he lives, you live also. Think about that. This life of mine is commensurate to because he lives. And is he alive? Is Jesus alive? Do you understand, sir? So no circumstances worth it. No situation worth it. No situation can get you one night to a point of closure against him. Paul said everything, nothing else. Acts chapter 20 verse 24. Nothing else. This life is no, it doesn't worth it. It's stronger than the he said, I've given all, I've let everything go because there's more to him than to the life I'm living. Because he lives, I live also. Make it good news. What does your life count? Could there be any situation that can be so strong that has made the worth of your life so reduced? But I reckon my own life to be worth nothing to me. Did you see what this man said? I only want to complete my mission and finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do. Did you get me? The life he's living, the life he has, is the life that Jesus gave him to live. Because he lives. Jesus, I live. I have no fear of what tomorrow brings, because he lives. Jesus, I live. Today I live to praise your name. And because he lives, I can face tomorrow, everybody. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone, is gone, because I know, because I know. Oh, oh, he holds my future. And life is worth a living just because he lives. The second stanza of that song says, God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He bled and died. Now, hear me, sir. That tells you the worth of your life. What does your life worth? It worths everything Jesus stood for. That is the mystery. The Bible said God became flesh and dwelt among us, seen of men and angels, went to the cross and died, and rose again. Paul said, for this is the mystery of godliness. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. What does your life worth? What does your life worth? 1 Timothy 3:16, please. Your life will not be wasted. I say it again, your life will not be wasted. Lift up your right hand to heaven. This day, by the authority of God, whatever remains in you that ought to be expressed by the reason of the finished work of Christ on the cross begins to consummate now. Whatever is available for his living. He said, because I live, you live also. I decree in the name of Jesus, let it begin to find full expression now. In Jesus' precious name. Number two, Question. What can you give in exchange for your life? What can you give in exchange for your life? What can you give in exchange for your life?
You know, think, sir. Don't just write. Think. What can I give in exchange for my life?
But most of the time, people have actually given many things to exchange their life. Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? He said, what can a man offer in exchange for his soul? Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26. What can you give in exchange for your life? Tell me what. What? What could be of value to you that you can let go your life for? Many people have actually given their conscience. Some people have traded their family just because they want to make money. Some people have traded their manhood. You know what I mean? Just because they want to make money. Some people have traded the children they are to have to make money. Some people have traded the pleasures of the now to make money. What can you give in exchange of your life? It's the fulfilled life we are talking about here, sir. What could be so valuable than life that you have in Christ? What could be so strong that you just want to exchange it? What does the world have to offer that you could actually lose and sell your conscience just because you want to get something for someone or for something? Don't be desperate, sir. I charge you in the name of the Lord. Don't be desperate for anything in life. Don't be greedy. For this is what the people of the world are desiring. They are desperate over. In Christ, everything is available if you can understand the principles that makes it available. Message translation of that scripture, sir. I wouldn't trade you for silver or gold. I wouldn't trade you for riches untold. You are my everything. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade your soul for? What kind? How? How could you fall cheap for an offer? Give me your body and you have money. Follow me to travel and you will have this. Sign this. And you will get this. Agree with this. And you'll be free. What is as valuable in life as your life that you want to throw it off? The fulfilled life is what we're talking about. Proverbs. Let me show you some scriptures. Chapter 20. Verse 21. Can I beg you to be contented? Remember, one of the definitions of the fulfilled life is a contented life. a satisfied life. Everything you need is in Christ. Learn to be contented. Stay contented. Because in it lies every glory that you have. You know what Paul said? Paul said, because some people were desperate to get money, they seared their hearts with hot iron. They begin to do things that are not convenient. They are so desperate that they can do anything or get anything from anyone to have it. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. TLB, sir. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. See what the Bible said. But people who long to be rich soon begin to do all kinds of wrong things to get what? Things that hurt them and make them evil minded and finally send them to hell itself. Are you with me, somebody? Don't be desperate. Look at that scripture that I've just quoted. That's Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21. Read loud. Want to go? It's not a blessing in the hand. Proverbs 28, verse 20. TLB. Read. Everybody, want to go? Read. Oh. Did you see that? Did you see that? Read again loud. Want to go? Quickly fail. Proverbs 15:27. Shall we read? Everybody, want to go? Stop. Stop. You know the Bible is so complete. The Bible is so proper and so complete. Look at that. Dishonest money brings grief to all the family. Brings what? What does it bring? What does it bring? All. Let me tell you the danger. You know, you watch a lot of films, so you can appropriate it. When they begin to bring it, it looks nice. You're solving problems. Oh my God, my brother in Italy, like Edo people. Oh, in fact, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Dishonest money will bring grief to the family. Ultimately, something terrible will happen. Are you with me, somebody? As a principal, I will always ask, except they want to hide, everybody in my family, where did you get that money? What? How did that money come? I allow them also to ask me, where did you get it from? Can I warn women, if you want your husband to live long, ask questions. I just thank God for my husband. He's bringing money home to the family. To the family. My mom taught me a lesson. She talked about a young guy who was not trained by the mother and ultimately became an armed robber. How did he start? Started from school. He will bring pen home. He will bring eraser home. He will bring this home. Everything that she didn't buy for him, he has. It's my child. Don't touch my child. It's my child. He grew up to become an armed robber. Built houses for her, did everything for her. He was caught, of course, because there will always be an end to everything. He was caught. And in those times, now this is real, because it was, she said it was in the early 70s or something like that. Now, in those times, when armed robbers are caught, when they've gotten everything clear that they are the one, this firing squad, they don't keep them on like now. The firing squad. So, On the day of firing squad, he's always privileged to have his family and many people that want to see such experience. So we have a crowd of people. That's the truth, sir. He's even declared that this person will be killed at this time, so people will come. So now he was tied to a drum, fully tied to the drum, naked. So they said, and those times, my mom said, every arm robber has the privilege to always ask for a last request. And this young man asked for a request. And what was the request? I want to talk to my mom for the last time. The mom was crying. Of course, he was not crying. So, of course, don't forget he's tied. So the mom walked close to him. Walked close to him. Come, sir. Come. Just come. Walk close to him. Please, just watch this. Walk close to him. And then said, Mom, come closer. Mom, come closer. Mom, come closer. You know what he did? His last respect for the mom. He opened his mouth, beat the mom by the ear. Sharp, ripped it off. You know this biscuit bone? So it's very easy. Ripped it off. Touch your hair. Touch your hair. You can see that it's just like a socket in. So it can actually be removed easily. Ripped it off. Blood gushed out. Then he shouted with tears, Mom, you're a wicked woman. Why didn't you stop me when I was misbehaving when I was small? The end of everything will be a disgrace to the families. It will bring grief. Ask your wife, I know your salary. Except she wants to lie to you. Where did you get it from? Who gave you this thing? Ask your husband, how are you spending? If truly this is a home you really want to build. We just thank God. God is supplying. How, sir? How? How? Do you understand? So, I couldn't bring anything home because I know I will give account. I will give account. How did it come? When did it come? Who gave it? Do you understand, sir? Sir, it will bail you. If you can't be sincere with your money, sir, you've lost it, sir. Believe me, sir. Believe me. That was how I started with Sister Michelle. When I had a secretary, Elijah, oh my God, he knows everything to the detail. Sir, do you understand? Because there's nothing hidden. Today now, the person that holds check, the person that holds ATM, separate. I don't want to call them, so you won't waylay them. The person that knows the reading of what I have, another one. So if my offering is to go off, so a lot. So Father, thank you, because that check must not bounce. Because in a month I give over 300,000 as offering to God alone. Talk less of tithe or sacrifice. Jesus, thank you. No salary, but you just have to do something right now. I'm begging you, sir. I'm begging you. A fulfilled life is key. There's so much that God wants to place in your hands that carelessness will make you lose it. You can't give account of anything. For some of us, even to pay tithe of your salary, you can't pay. Then tithe of every other thing that comes in, you say, no, that doesn't matter. Sir, all these things matter! And look at many of us now. We're getting to a level of financial comfort. You know, sometimes I feel like telling you directly what God told me. But he will say, don't. And I always tell this man, say, God just told me don't. And the person will now misbehave. I say, God, but why? Why do you make me the leader? I say, no, to let you know the real person. And this is just a tip of the iceberg I wanted to push to the person. The person has started misbehaving. So, oh my God. I don't know why most of the time, I just have to quickly tell him. So when it happens, most of the time I've told him, now say, but you told me now. There's nothing that happens in the eclipse that I wouldn't tell him. I would just tell him, God just told me. And then we tell him, sir, how do you get this thing? He said, no, he just speaks. I beg you. There's a life that God has preserved for you. Be accountable to everything. Return that scripture, sir. Return that scripture. Because it's very key. He said, but 18 bribes brings what? Happiness. You know what that suggests? Don't take bribe. Don't give it also. Don't take it. Don't give it. Write it down. Don't look at me. I won't take bribe and I won't give it. Don't take it. Don't give it. When I begin to raise alarm like this, understand what is happening, what is about to come. I told you, God said many things will happen this month. Many things will come your way that if you don't become strong, you'll be thrown off. This is a strong one now. Don't take it, don't give it. Exodus 23 and verse 8, sir. TLB again, sir. Don't take it, don't give it. I beg you, sir. Take no bribes. For a bribe makes you unaware of what you clearly see. Do you understand? What you should have seen clearly. Suddenly you take bribe, you just cover your eyes. Suddenly you begin to greet unnecessarily. You begin to parley the person unnecessarily. What you have been so strong about, no! A bribe hurts the cause of the person who is right. Ladies and gentlemen, the cheapest temptation of bribe is police. VIO, road safety. What if I'm coming to church and time has gone and then my paper is not correct or my tire has expired? What will I do? Give them the car. Is that what you would do? That's what I do. Take it anywhere. I'll come and pick it later. Not that. Guy, just take this for your breakfast. No, sir. Understand how we got here. By this, you are exchanging your soul. It's not until when you go to shrine to give anything, to collect money, to have money. By that, you are exchanging your soul. You're a man and a woman of influence that is going somewhere to happen. As simple as that act, sir. You are destroying things. Don't give it. Don't take it. It may solve a problem now, but it's going to pile up disaster tomorrow. Don't bring any deal into your life that will put you into condition. If you have this, this is what will happen. I was talking to my children sometimes. I said, I would have had this, would have built house in Port Harcourt or this and this, and then the condition was very simple, very beautiful condition. I won't tell you. Just, and then we have. It's not possible. As simple as that. What could you, what offer can be as strong as your conscience, as your freedom, as your life? What does it weigh? What is the weight of anything? If you can see, can't you see you are bigger than this thing? If you can see, can't you see you are stronger than this thing? What, sir? Tell me what? What could be that you begin to exchange many things you don't understand, sir? At the giving of every bribe or any wrong deal, you are exchanging destiny gradually. Then you get to the future and discover that destiny is empty. He that has an heir, he sent me to you, sir. I'm pulling this emphasis this morning because something is coming. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Number three question. What is it that you could have right now that will make you so fulfilled? What is it that you could have right now, right now, right now? So if I have it, remember what I taught you last Sunday also. Well, if I have this thing, oh my God, my joy before. If that guy just say yes, I'm made. If I just be pregnant, I'm done. What is it that you could have right now that will make me so be so fulfilled, so satisfied? Listen, sir, there's nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that can bring satisfaction. Because nothing satisfies. Nothing, ladies and gentlemen, satisfies. It can get you excited now. It's just a temporary feeling. It's not a permanent one. That's why after a while you are tired. When a child said, I want PlayStation. And then after he has gotten it, he's tired. He's looking for the next grade. When a man said, this is my dream car. After he has gotten that car, he's tired. He's looking for the next one. When a woman said, if you buy me this dress. And then after a while, she's tired of that same dress. And she's looking for the next one. Because there's nothing that satisfies apart from him. Because nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth? Matchless love and beauty, endless worth. Nothing in this world will satisfy. Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry. Treasure of my heart, Redeemer of my past and present wrong. In my weakness, you are merciful. Do you understand? What on earth? What deal could bring a man? The Bible said there is a mystery. Four things can never be satisfied. They will say give, 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 give. The Bible said the archlist. Who will never say they have two twins? They have two twins. He said, and the first one is called name, give. The second one is called give. Message said, give me, give me. Give me, give me is their name. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 15 and 16. Proverbs 30, 15 and 16. He says, understand. He said, a leech. What's a leech? Something, a pest, a parasite, and hangers on. Do you understand? Just always sucking. Do you understand? Has twin daughters named Gimme Gimme. That is, give me, give me. It's an American word. Gimme, 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 gimme. Do you understand? Give me. Do you understand? Give me and give me more. Three things are never satisfied. No! There are four that can never say is enough. Thank you. What are they? Flow! One, hell. Sir, have you noticed? Hell will never be satisfied. He wants more people to be there. How big it is? Is it? Ask me, sir. The space. A barren woman. I'm barren. A parched land. King James said, I think a desolate or a desert land. Then a fire forest. That is, when fire engulfs a place. Do you know what it does? It erases everything. That's the mystery of fire. Fire does not stop. It goes continuous. And scripture said, those four will never ever be satisfied. You can imagine. Can you compare your life to that? Is that the description of my life? Only you can truly satisfy. Please, I beg you. Sir, you've heard me say it again, sir. You think it's a statement of pride. It's not. I've learned in all things to abound and to abase. To be contented with whatever I have. There's no one, nothing that anyone has that brings me to a point whereby desiring to be like the person. Sir, believe me, sir. When there was nothing, that was how it was. So it has got nothing to do with me. You look good, guy. That's why you're talking like that. When there was nothing, that was how it was. When it looked as if ministry was misery, that was how it was. There's no living being dead or alive, that can say, I call. Can you help us? Help us for what? We'd rather stay hungry than to begin to beg. For what? It's a hard part. Only hard people can follow this. That's why I get concerned when some of us that say we are following, and they are calling people to send you money. Are you sick? Are you possessed? Could that be right? What are you doing? You don't understand the dignity of as a believer. Your dignity as a believer. One of the things I learned from Kenneth Hagin is called the believer's dignity. In the midst of unbelievers, in the midst of others, you've learned to be okay with whatever you have part time. And I'm putting pressure on every one of you right now. Settle things in your home. Settle things. Don't let your children put you to pressure on what you can't afford. Because now, you know, they're there together. Ah, the children of this one has this. Let us have this. No. No. It won't be that it is you that will tell me. And your child is growing gradually to a point whereby she is not satisfied staying in your house. She is always, or she's always going to another person's house. Want to go to another person's house. You don't know what you're doing, sir. I speak as the one sent by God to you. You don't know what you're doing, sir. As a woman, you're not satisfied. Stay in your husband's house. Because everything is not comfortable the way you want. You're always looking around, looking for what to get. You don't know what you're doing. I speak ahead. Be careful. Be careful. Learn to be contented. The Bible says, for godliness with contentment is the gateway to great gains. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. For we brought nothing to this world, my brother. Everything you have now, you met it here. And you will leave it before you go. You know, friends, the world is coming to a close. And many things are happening that the scripture has said will happen, but many of us are not aware. The Bible said, for in the last days, perilous times will come. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1. Perilous times. Times where people will find it hard to make decisions that are right. Times where people will hear the word of God and it will not sink again. Times where the heart of man becomes sealed. Times where the spirit of Jezebel will sit upon a man that has a good home and that knows that this thing will destroy the home, and the man is still insisting to stay with the girl. The Bible calls it perilous time. The Greek word is kapelos. Show them. Kalepos. Write what it means. Write it. You will write it, whether you like it or not. You know why, sir? Because even in the midst of what you are hearing, you are still making terrible decisions. I wake down that sleepers. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Open your eyes and see. Ditch. I'm about to enter. Hard to do, hard to take, to approach, hard to bear, trouble sometimes, strength reducing times. The more you are hearing the word of life, the more it's looking as if they're not getting it. Because it's the end time. The devil has launched out to do more wickedly to the saints of God. And scripture has allowed ahead. Difficult and dangerous times, harsh and fierce times. That is why your fulfillment is in Christ. Your joy is in Christ. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, the hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
I beg you, learn to be contented. I'm not telling you mediocrity. I'm not telling you an average life. I'm telling you to be contented. The spirit of depression is in the atmosphere. The spirit of suicide is in the atmosphere of the world. The spirit of breakage is in the atmosphere of the world. Learn to be contented in Christ. Get yourself sorted out and let your life be centered on what is right. If not, perilous times are here. Let's read that scripture. Let's see how God will help navigate us. Second Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. Why is this small? Just leave it, please. Don't trouble me. Let's read this. Now, the coming what? I did something about apostasy. Can you get it out? Can we get it out? Check Monday, please. What does apostasy mean? Read, everybody, read. Now, don't forget, the title of 2 Timothy chapter 3 is the coming apostasy. Huh? Do you understand, Deaconess? The coming apostasy. Abandonment of belief. Recantation. Treachery. Perfidy. Faithlessness. Disloyalty. Betrayal. Defection. Desertion. Heresy. And it's happening everywhere, especially in the church. And you are not sensitive enough that the scripture had spoken ahead. Now, thank you, sir. Thank you. Let's go. From verse 1, we're going to flow to verse 9. Let's make it easy. Let's go. Easy English. Now, understand this. During the last days, before Christ returns to earth, there will be times of what? Times of what, sir? Now, you see, we're going to read on, but let me help someone's faith. Hear me very well. The Bible said in the world there will be trouble, but in Christ there is peace. That's why if you want to put yourself in totally. But what Paul was communicating here is that he says it will get to a time even the believers will find it hard to follow God. To the point that believers will be the highest people when it's got to do with defection, betrayal. That's what is happening already in churches everywhere. People that have been faithful to God will just bolt out on demonic manipulation because they don't understand the word of God. Seest thou this? Knowest not thou what God has been communicating? Because all they are looking for is solution, is a way out to everything. People will love only themselves. They will want lots of money. They will think that they are much more important than other people. Can you see? Is it happening now? Yeah. Now. And they will talk about how great they are. They will say bad things about other people. Woo! Someone say it's true. You don't need to say it's true. That's the truth. Do you understand? Before in those days, he's so fearful to talk against your neighbor. How much more against the man of God and the church and the altar? He's so fearful. But now people say it and they are laughing. To the person that said it and to the person that heard it, the Bible said they are all the same. The same judgment. Do you understand? Why there are some people you don't talk to, even in church. The person that said it and the person that heard it, the same. Look at this. He said they will not obey their parents, spiritual and physical. They will not thank anymore. What are we thanking God for? Can't you see things are working? It's working. Things are working now. They will think that other people or God, they will not think that other people or God are important. They will not do what is proper to other people. Go on. People will not even love their own families. Can you see that? They will refuse to agree with other people. They will say wrong things about other people. Things that are not true. They will be unable to rule themselves properly. They will be cruel, like wild animals. They will be enemies of everything that is good. People will turn against their friends. Is it happening? They will not think carefully before they do things. They will be completely sure that they are very, very important. They will not love God, but instead, they will want very much to enjoy themselves. It's all about what they want to derive. They just want to be happy. They are not interested about God. What will God say doesn't matter. What they feel is the key. What is God saying about this matter? It is their own freedom and their own peace they want to get. Do you understand? Those people will seem to worship God. No. Did you get that? It will always. Do you understand? So you know what it suggests in the church? They will seem to worship God, but really, they will refuse to let God work in them. You must stay away from people like that. Sir, understand? He didn't say manage them. What did he say? Stay away from people like that. Among those people, there are some men who get into people's homes. They get power over silly women. These women have done many wrong things. Manipulation. Men will begin to manipulate another person's wife. Wife will begin to manipulate another person's husband. And the Bible calls them silly women. Careless women. They cannot stop themselves. They let themselves to do wrong things because they want all kind of things so much. All kind. Understand, beloved. These women are always trying to learn new things, but they can never really understand God's true message. Jannes and Jambres, and I was talking about the time of Moses, tried to stop Moses because they were his enemies. In the same way, these men are enemies of God's true message. Their minds have become confused and bad. They have failed to believe what is true. And then Bible said they continued. And then Paul went ahead and said their hand was not to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, what could be that thing that brings you to the point whereby you are so desperate? What could be that thing that brings you to a point whereby your Christian faith has now become a subject of mockery? Leave Bible aside. Let's face it now. Beloved, there's completeness in Christ. There's joy in God. There's fulfillment in Christ. There's hope for the salvation that has been bestowed unto us. There's a glory that lies ahead of every one of us. There's a life we have been brought to live. Can you live it? And stop toying with what does not represent who you are. Now listen to this, friends. You know what this perilous time has come to do? Let me tell you what you don't know. What it has come to do is to separate ultimately the ones that will take over for him and the ones that will just remain. Let me repeat what I've said. What this perilous time has come to do, sir, things are going to get worse. That's not some stupid prayer that we pray that doesn't make sense. Lord, change the economy of Nigeria. Those are silly prayers. They are senseless prayers. Have you not noticed since the time you've been praying, is God deaf? Could God be so wicked that since the time you Nigerians have been praying that prayer, nothing has changed? Instead, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting worse. Can't you pause and don't let yourself be confused that God must be around this thing? God must be involved in this thing. Ladies and gentlemen, the end is before us. But many things will happen. I've told you before, 14 days will come to pass. Now, I'm not talking about days chronologically. I'm talking about days when it's got to do with seasons. And one of the days that will come to pass, according to the biblical agenda of the end time, is the making of his dwells. Malachi chapter 3, from verse 14 to verse 18, the Bible talks about that the days of his dwells shall come. The days of his dwells. Men and women who have been separated and who have gone through fires, refining of the fire. Who has gone through some perilous times. Who has gone through some times of shakings to prepare them for what lies ahead. Then you begin to understand scripture. I gave you 5 scriptures that talks about suffering before glory. Remember, suffering before glory. Suffering before glory. Suffering before glory. He said, it will come to pass in the last day. I will make up my jewels. Say it to us. I will make them. Not that I will burn them. What will I do, sir? I will make them. That is, by the reason of the things I will allow them go through, if they stay with me, they will be made. He said, it will be obvious. I will separate him that serveth God and him that serveth. We're going to, don't worry. It can't be a church service. It will be a Gilgal. We'll look at them, the 14 of them. So you begin to understand that there is a setup here about my life. My being here is not for fun. As I've told you, sir, with every sense of responsibility over your life, know why you came here and be focused on it. This is not the place to begin to have friends. Trust me, sir. This is not the place to begin to have a clique or a group. You came alone, you do it alone. Because this assembly is a summit. Everybody came to collect something so that they can hit their mountains. If you get yourself entangled, see, sir, don't forget who I am. I'm the privileged captain of this boat. So I will tell you what God is telling me. If you get yourself entangled with wrong connections, wrong people, finding yourself going to people's houses, you will have yourself to blame. I've told you. I can't be a mad dog shouting like this if he has not spoken. You will have yourself to blame. You know, my prayer for myself, for you, is that my prayer over you will not be in vain. Set your eyes as a flint. Focus on Jesus. Get yourself disconnected from anything that does not look like where you are going to. Romans chapter 8. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in the quiet pasture or by the gentle streams, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face the mighty mountains or valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul
will be my guide. Romans chapter 8, from verse 6 to verse 9. Message translation, sir. He gave me this scripture as I was praying on the 29th of May for the month of June. Romans chapter 8, from verse 6 to verse 9, Message translation. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Write that down, please. Write that down. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Return back verse 6 again, sir. Let me pick the phrase. Right, also, obsession with self is a dead end. Attention to God leads to a free life. Obsession with self is a dead end. Attention to God leads to a free life. Verse 7 now. Focusing on self is the opposite of focusing on God. He said, anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what God is doing. And God will be walking in the lives of people and walking in the midst of his people in his assembly, and people will not see, because it's all about self. It's all about self. And God isn't pleased at being ignored. Lift up your right hand and say, I will not ignore God. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. If truly God Christ is in you, scripture said, you're not thinking of yourself. It's all about everything to please him. Jesus said, I please my Father. John 6, write that scripture down. John 6 and verse 38. John chapter 8 and verse 29. He said, I do the things that please him. John 6, 38, John 8, 39. Read now. So I continue. 6:38, 8:29. Now, anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. The Spirit of Christ in you is to let you understand what God is doing and is to do in your life. But when you don't give him its place, you won't know what is happening, because you are focused on self. I told you last Sunday, God said this month, let it be your month of separation and consecration. Let it be a month whereby you are all out to please him, all out to do his will, all out to give him pleasure, all out to make things happen for him. Let it be a month whereby God, and I told you, he said, he will be asking you of things. Can you give me this? Can you let go of this? Ladies and gentlemen, there's something about this month that will determine many years ahead of you and I. Make up your mind the life you want to live. Make up your mind the communication you want to communicate. Make up your mind the decisions and the transactions you want to make. Make up your mind the approach you want to take. But let it be God-centered.
That is what will birth the fulfilled life. Let it be God-driven. That is what will give you joy and peace and rest ultimately. And when the devil comes to throw his best shot at you, are strong at the rock of Gibraltar. And when things come uncalculatedly, you are calm and collected, unperturbed. Because you know whom you have believed. Revelation chapter 3. You won't fail. I pray for you all that you won't fail. In the name of Jesus. Revelation chapter 3. Verse 2, look at it. I was praying yesterday, and this scripture came up. I thought it was for me, and he said, it's for you. He said, give it to my people. And he gave the version. Now hear this. Become aware of your spiritual need, as though you were awaking from sleep. Stop. Do you understand that communication? Do you understand that communication? Become aware of your spiritual need, as if they woke you up from sleep. When someone wakes you up from sleep and tell you as a man that you're a woman, will you say you're a woman? Get me. When someone wakes you up from sleep and you lie on the floor and say, oh my God, welcome on board, you have just boarded flight. Say, no, it's not true. When someone wakes you up from sleep, at the instance of being awake, suddenly he told you that you are dead, will you listen to the person? Now, what is God saying? The same way you are so conscious when you are awake, be very conscious and pay rapt attention to your spiritual life. That is what God said I should tell you from His word. There's hardly an instruction He gives to me for you if there's no scripture. I'm not looking for it. He tells me what to tell you. Now hear this. He said, and strengthen yourself spiritually. Do what? What are you to do, sir? You know what I would do, sir? As you're hearing this, you are writing instructions for yourself. I'm to strengthen myself spiritually. Why? Hey, something is coming that it will take your spiritual strength to stay strong, not to be washed off. I'm not threatening you, sir. I'm giving you a signal ahead to know what lies ahead and be smarter than the times that lies ahead. He said, why? He said, because you are so useless that you are like someone who is about to die. Selah again. Follow. Strengthen yourself spiritually. Why? Because you are so useless without spiritual strength, like someone that is about to die. Do you understand? So he's not insulting you. Say, understand, without your spiritual strength, you are useless. Without your spiritual strength, is death in disguise. Like someone that is about to give up, strengthen yourself. Someone that is gasping for breath does not look gentle. Strengthen yourself. Because, hey, you will be useless without spiritual energy. Hmm. He said, you must do this because I know that my God considers that nothing that you do is satisfactory. You know what that means? Nothing else will give you satisfaction than your spiritual satisfaction. That's what it means. Nothing else will bring you into completion. Plero. Filled and full to overflowing. Like your spiritual satisfaction. Remember what we saw last week. The nine richest men in 1923. Just some back years ago, sir. It's not too far. All of them never had a good end. So what could you be looking for now that you think is satisfaction? Do all you can, precious ones of God, to please the Father. Let's close this way. Let's look at those scriptures together now. John 6:38. You've written those scriptures down. Is that okay? John 6:38. All right, let's go. Fast, please. Hear what Jesus said. It's time to live your life to please God. You've heard this again and again and again and again, and become strong for you. Everybody, one, two, go. Read. I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. Let that be your communication. Let that be your contemplation. I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but to do the will of the God that sent me. Do you understand? Is this thing God's will? What do people say? What do people say? What about what will God say? What is God saying over this matter? Is this thing, is God happy? Is this God in? Is this God at work here? What is God's mind over this matter? The next one, chapter 8 and verse 29. I've given you already, you've written it down. Chapter 8 and verse 29. Everybody, one, two, go, read. And He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone. Why? For I do always those things that please Him. I do how, sir? Oh, can you say that? Ladies and gentlemen, can you say that? That whatever you are doing right now, they are the things that pleases Him. Not the things that pleases yourself. I do always the things that pleases Him. Can you say that? 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, sir. TLB. The B part. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3. Look at this. Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, how I thank God for you, Timothy. I pray for you every day. And many times during the long night, I beg my God to bless you richly. He is the God of my fathers and mine. And my only purpose in life is to what? Is to what? Shout it, everybody. What is Paul's purpose in life? What a statement. My only. And the Holy Ghost endorsed that and placed it in the Bible for men to hear. How can a man say that? Can you say that? My only purpose in life is to please Him. Not to please men. Not to please myself. Not to derive things for my own pleasure. My only purpose in life is to please Him. Can I pray for you, sir? That in the name of Jesus, your life will not displease God. The God of heaven, who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light and has saved you by His blood of His Son. I pray that your salvation will be pleasing to God.
in the heat of these times and the seasons of life on the earth, I decree that none of you under the sound of my voice, resident here and watching online, and those that will pick up this message or what this message at any time, any year, any given moment, none of you will be lost to the adversary. I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ who sent me, everything that is happening to them shall not happen to you. Whatever brings them down shall not bring you down. Whatever corrupts them will never corrupt you. I speak by the authority of heaven that in the name of Jesus, the schemings of hell and the manipulations of the devil, the machination of darkness, and the trials and the tricks of forces that ought to be in hell but finding expression in the lives of men will not capture you in the name of Jesus. You will not labor in vain. Your fire for God will never go down. Your passion for Him will never go down. I pray that in the name of Jesus, in the midst of everything, that in the midst of the fire and the storm and the troubles and the concerns, you will never drown in Jesus' name. Because He has loved you with an everlasting love. Because you are precious in His sight. Because He has made you honorable to Him. Therefore, I decree He will give men for your sake. And He will stand by His word to fulfill. Rise to your feet, everybody. Lift up your two hands and speak in tongues right now. Speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. Sateka Bayesha. Masteka Preda Katina Master. Ragetena da basheta baya, erabo se prende, eraka secondo no borida, mersubadi ste camrande, rabateno farapaya, regetena balatone, ragazigo sobre, igambroto primaasha, asite copratica, mecostica, mecostica, mastica, mecostica rate, ragateca fete, ragatemo sute, ramaisha teraga. Igeto pretelaga, Rabai Shanda da Balatenanada, Ibrato Sika Brande, Macabroto Lecasa, Isoprante Carita, Rabai Soprente Gistobala, Ireda Balafino, Rabai Casito Rabai, Mastone Esse Combrande, Imbrondo Cata, Igetana Balasota Navicata, Rebosha, Radesta, Megestoriante, Raba Asse Combrande. Mekesete la bonda itombra deante iganda baye rabaye demoso rade katonaye masticate ipratengo fande rabaya shata iteta marabo regetanede laste poca igragatemo rabaye shida isom rabatenga bakombrante kombragate mastada feto rabakate la maha inkoprati ganaste pray with passion. Remember, you are useless without your spiritual life. That's what that scripture said. You need spiritual strength because that is what will give you satisfaction. Pray with passion, somebody. Mekostiande irada veata rakapan rendos izetetetete izapronde kia naseda varia mekoshika irabayatanda igesike prodoba rabaye imando vrigande mesude andaya masodaya masodaya igaradaya mekobredeye igaratambaye masti
First Peter chapter 4 verse 7, easy English. Rema word of last Friday. Eso katande, iso bradia, iso bregaye, masateya, igatava, meko bradia tanda, ikete koprea, maroto, jeke bradisa, iso brekandeata, iko brangatalia, eso bradia. Pray, because the end of all things is near. The end of all things is near. There's no better time for men to be more serious than now. This is the time. Pray. Shabaye Rabos Igeradekata Rademasta Igeregayama Mestovere Ienamasto Jacento Mestianta Merako Parada Meshetam no Firabaha Inatenda Vere Mesheda Inasta Igerete Igerabadia Mashiramando Peregatanada Erido Siraba Shirabalabalatoka Igeregatanata Esopreta. Lift up your two hands. It's a sign of surrenderedness. The next 90 seconds, pray louder than you can. Pray louder than you have done so far. Pray louder than you have done so far. Lift up your two hands. I beg of you, do this. Something is brooding in the air. Don't be careless. Don't fall victim. I'm telling you the truth. I'm a messenger of God. I give warnings. I'm a messenger of God. I bring many to cautions. I'm a messenger of God. I communicate God's mind. Lift up your two hands and speak in tongues loud. Ashirama Ratenda Meketolostia Biande Biande Bayeka Radetemo Radetena Ragaye Giriamanto Giliamante Mashiramanta Ashaga Ebretosta Irade Ebroto Eraga Mekesto Zinamande Padeasa Izese 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 Masomania Perete Kirio Radigesuro Shigaramana Iyanaha Imbronto Marata Itanana Ikero Ikalaba Ishambo Mekosto Zetente Isabodo. Thank you, Lord. He said to me to give you assurance in his word. Many things will come. Many things will come to shake. Many things will come to distort, to derail. Many things will come to puncture your faith. Many things will come to question what you say you believe. But there is an assurance in God. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 4, NLT, was the scripture he gave to me as he began to show me the things that lies ahead us this morning. Isaiah 43, verse 1 to 4. Message translation. NLT. Thank you. Stay. Thank you. But now, oh, Victor, put your name. Shout your name. Start again, but now shout, put your name. Go. He said, listen to the Lord who created you. Oh, put your surname now. Go. Oluwadamlari. The one who formed you says,
Do not be afraid. Someone shout to them, I'm not afraid. For I have ransomed you. Oh, someone get excited in this. Don't go there. Second Chronicles. I'm just hearing verse 20, chapter 20, verse 2. Say yes, they've come against. He said, hey, but we still know that I'm God. Thank you, Jesus. The sound of victory. Say, but we still. Psalm 46 and verse 10. Be still and know that I'm God. Say, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Call your full name loud. One, two, go. Call Victor Lord Adam Lord. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. Someone say amen. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not be drowned. Someone say amen. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. Someone say amen. The flames will not consume you. Someone say amen. Verse 3, sir. Go on. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. See what I've done. I gave Egypt as ransom for your freedom. I gave Ethiopia and Saba in your place. Therefore, verse 4. Read coolly and loud. One to go. Others were given in exchange for you. I traded their lives for yours. Because you are precious to me. You are honored. Say after me. He has given men for my sake. He has given situations for my sake. No rivers of difficulty. No turbulence of life. No wind of trouble will cause me to fail. I stand strong in what God has done. Because God has loved me. And I am precious to Him. And I'm honorable in His sight. I, Victor Olua Damilare, I will live my life in His fullness to please Him and to do that which He has called me for. In the name of Jesus, my life will not be cut short in its prime. I am set on a course that I am to fulfill. I will not falter. I will not derail. I will not lose my path. I walk constantly and steadfastly in the path that God has called me into. This life I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Therefore, I, Victor Olua Damilare, I will happen. I will be according to what God has said on this earth. I will not miss out in His end time agenda for His saints. Therefore, I stand sure and I stand strong in everything that has been set apart for me. In the name of Jesus, my life will produce exactly what God has said. The devil is not a factor. I prevail. I was born a victor. And that is who I am. I overcome. I was born more than a conqueror. And that is who I am. I have conquered already. I walk in glory. I walk in light. I walk in fullness.
Nor have life. Nor abandon life. Nor disrupted life. This life I live. I live because He lives. Hallelujah! Thank Him, somebody. Go ahead and thank Him. Thank Him. Give Him thanks. And give Him praise. Daddy, thank you. Daddy, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again for your word of life and your word of strength. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Leave here with decisions to make, every one of you. Leave here with decisions to make, every one of you. The word of God is not just for instructions and for excitement. The word of God is for warning. Leave here with a decision to make, every one of you. I've not come here to speak my own words. I've come here to communicate God's intention to you. He that has an ear, let him hear. But the Spirit of Christ is sent to the church. Please give Jesus your big hand of praise. And you may be seated. Alright, let's offer God today whatever we came to bless Him with.
You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh.
Lift it up to Him and let's sing the song.
You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh.
One more time. You will run.
You will run my life. Oh, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life. Take over, take over my life.
Give it to Him,
Spirit of the living. Oh, take over my life, Yahweh. Take over my life. Oh, Spirit of the living God. Take over my life, Yahweh, Yahweh.
I surrender all.
Oh, I surrender all.
Spirit of the living God.
Spirit of the living God. I surrender all, Yahweh.
Rise to your feet. Lift up your two hands. I surrender.
I surrender all. Oh, Spirit of the living God. I surrender all, Yahweh.
One more time.
I surrender all. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living. Oh, I surrender all, Yahweh, Yahweh.
Now lift up your two hands and look at me. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands and look at me. Now listen to me, sir. It's not punishment. Just lift up your two hands. At that posture, with this demeanor, when you lift up your two hands, is a sign of what?
Surrender.
Sign of what?
Surrender.
Is there anything you're holding?
No.
Now, don't forget, there's a teacher in front here. When you get to school and say, tell the child, lift up your hands. You have the privilege to do what? To ransack, to search. And then when those children of the devil comes to attack people, wherever they are, not you, they say, lift up your hands. He said, are you with me, somebody? Hear me, sir. That is, I let go. Do you understand? See, stop teasing God. Stop ignoring God. Stop pretending. Stop deceiving God. Have you actually surrendered? Do you know the things you are still holding? I speak by the Spirit of Christ in me. To you. Because He sent me to you, sir. He sent me to you. I've told you I'm not a pastor. He's your pastor. I'm a coach. A coach does not make the player happy. He brings out the best in the player. Have you surrendered truly? Who controls your time? Who controls your chart? Who do you chart?
Who controls your social media? Who controls your pleasure? Who controls your thrills? Who controls your money? Who controls your mouth? Who controls your thoughts? Who controls your finances? Who controls your behavior? Who controls your going? Where do you go? What decision? Who makes the decision? Who controls your convictions? Who controls your mannerisms?
I beg you, sir.
I beg you, ma. Hear the things I'm telling you. Hear the things I'm telling you. Hear it. If you don't want to hear, don't come again. I beg you. Don't come. Be watching online. And with the time you watch online, may your data finish. Do you know, I'm telling you the truth. Because he sent me, sir. I'm not mad. I'm a deliverer of a message. If there be a man, an interpreter of the covenant, who can tell a man his cause, he said, I found someone to do it. I'm a messenger of God to you. And I'll be blunt and hard to tell you the truth. Let him run it. Strike F. With that understanding, we sing this song 3 times and we close.
You will run my life, Spirit of the living God. You will run my life, Yahweh.
Come and run my life.
Come and run my life, Spirit of the living God. Come and run my life, Yahweh.
Take over my life.
Take over my life, Spirit of the living God. Take over my life.
Go ahead and thank God for today. As you commit this week into His hands. Commit this week into His hands. Lord, I hand it over to You. Run it, Lord. Do it the way You want to do it. I don't want to make terrible decisions. Take wrong steps. Communicate wrongly. Make wrong choices. I don't want to be found where I ought not to be. I don't want to say what I ought not to say. I don't want to be involved in nonsense. The devil cannot manipulate me. The devil cannot toy with me. The devil cannot play tricks on me. I will not make financial decisions that will close my heavens. I will not make emotional decisions that will make God be far from me. What You want me to do, I will do. What You want me to say. I will please You, Lord. Help me to please You this week. I don't want to run my life the way I want to. Run my life for me. I give it all to You. I surrender all, Spirit of the living God.
Thank You, Master. We give You praise. And we give You glory. Most High God, thank You. You told me several times my assignment is to tell them, the ones that are Your own and You called, You give them understanding and they will apply. I've done the deal, Lord. Go ahead and fulfill Your part, Lord. None of them will fail. None of these precious ones will fall out. No river of difficulty will sweep them off. Thank You, Most High. We bless You for today's service. What a time of refreshing Your presence. Our spirits are fired up to do Your will forevermore. Thank You because this week is blessed for us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God's best. Christ's blessing. The next few minutes, influence begins. In Jesus' name. Bye.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767 or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.